There's a pirate ship in the middle of Port Leash. You can't really see it at night. It's silhouetted in the orange streetlights. You can hear chains, though. They're from the swings beside it.
We come here every night and we bag to the swings so no one else can get on them.
Three teenage girls on the swings.
If you say I bag to the swing, that means no one else can get on them.
Aye.
Only us.
Two Maries and a Lorraine. They're in a playground and the talk is of boyfriends.
Showing off, like acting the big man in front of their friends.
So, like, I'm with her but I actually don't care about her, is that it?
Yeah, like acting like you don't care in front of your friends and then when you're...
Not with them.
Yeah, like, oh, when it's just with who they're like, oh, I love you, you mean the world to me, and I'm little lies. Talking bullshit.
So when they're with their friends, no, hang on a tick. When they're with their friends, is it because they're embarrassed to be
yeah.
to be lovey-dovey?
Shamed. Yeah, shamed.
Yeah, it's trying to be
theme-ish. It's hard to see how really serious the girls are.
Like, go with me, my hand, but I don't know you.
Their faces are dim in the streetlight.
Kaelin's on his own, look.
Nearby, the light is better. Hard, white light on the astro pitches. Here, boys and men have other things on their minds.
No, we are. We're Tower Hill Rovers. Like, it's a soccer club.
And is it 11-a-side?
It's whatever comes down. It's 6-a-side, 7-a-side, 8-a-side, whatever turns up.
Some nights it could be 6 and you're doing plenty of running, like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lucky we're fit men.
Says he putting out the cigarette.
Getting people out. A smart comment. He wasn't smoking. The astro pitches and the pirate playground are part of Port Leash Leisure Centre in the middle of the town. It might seem odd to have a pirate ship beside a leisure centre, but if you think about it, this is where people do go for gold.
You're going to lift your hips upwards, as high as your knees, in line with your knees and in line with your shoulder. Have a look. In.
Small personal achievements.
And up.
Hundreds of them every day.
As high as you can get your hips up. Get them up as high as you can.
Losing weight.
I lost 11 pounds before Christmas.
Lifting weight.
80 kilos. My body weight.
Fighting your fears.
Go your bubbles.
And just making contact with each other.
I always did everything through food. I never really did it through exercise. There's a social aspect as well, like, because, I mean, you meet so many people.
It's 7 o'clock at night.
You're going back ways.
And while the teenage girls are outside in the pirate playground swings, two more teenage girls are inside. On gym machines, explaining the dress code of the place.
Yeah. They've got these fancy leggings on.
Fancy legging things, real dear ones. Then they're into it. That girl over there, she's got a vest on as well.
What does that mean?
You know, she looks through gymish.
Expensive stuff in the things.
All right.
Like the runners as well.
Yeah. More details on that coming up later, just in case you ever needed to know. Beside the gym, in the dance studio, the body blitz class is just beginning.
Point the toe. Good.
This is what Port Leash Leisure Centre sounds like at 7 in the evening.
Higher with those elbows, up high. 4.
And this
three.
Is what it sounds like at 7 in the morning.
Okay, guys, slow it right down. 4. And down.
My name is Mark Roberts. I'm the general manager of Port Leash Leisure Centre.
Same again, slow it down.
This is a wake-up spin class, purist class.
And drive, let's go, 6.
Spinning is basically aerobics on a stationary bike.
2. And down.
In front of the cyclists is a large screen showing a race like the Tour de France.
1 more. And pop. 6.
The camera is in the middle of the race. You're directly behind Bradley Wiggins.
2.
Every so often, the picture changes to a more sedate cycling scene. A woman in a flowing print dress cycling in the countryside with a basket on the front of her bike.
There was another guy earlier on in Sri Lanka, like a jingly bike, and he's just a trike bike with flowers all around him.
A caption comes up on the screen. WTF, they're passing you out.
You know, the guy's not working fast enough, so you've got to keep on going because he's passed you and so forth.
I'll slow you down again, I'm caught. Smaller corner, 4.
In the reception area, the cafe is in darkness, but the Bracken family have just finished their breakfast at one of the tables.
I'm bringing breakfast over from ours to here.
What kind of breakfast do you bring over?
Cereal.
Did you bring your breakfast?
I did.
Sorry.
I had porridge.
So how do you keep it hot in the lunch box?
A little flask.
They're here for a swimming club training session in the pool. One of the girls, Aoife, has already gone in, but her sister, Isolt, has not.
My mum forgot my swimming togs.
And what's it like? Do you enjoy it, or is it a drag coming down this hour of the morning?
Yeah, it's kind of a drag.
Is it?
Yeah.
Back upstairs, the spinning class is over.
It's good, but this is the first day back since Christmas, so it's very hard.
Okay.
But enjoyable. It always is. The harder it is, the more enjoyable it is. You know, I'm going to work now, so it's nice to do it and get it done before you go to work. You know, it makes a nice open top of the day for you. You feel great for the day, so.
Where do you go to work?
I'm in Port Leash.
Doing what?
I'm working on sites, so walking around. So.
Great, there's still work, there's still sites.
There is one or two around, actually, yeah, so it's not too bad.
Doing physical work, or?
Yeah.
So you're not wore out, haven't done this journey?
No, I get used to it. I've been doing it for the last year, so. It gets the endorphins going as well, so it gives you more energy.
What does that mean, the endorphins?
You feel so happy after doing it, and it's rewarding as well, so I've loads of energy now when I go in and get a shower and go to work. I'm full of life, and great. It's good.
Some people are hating you because you come in with a big smile.
Downstairs in the pool, the swimming club training session.
Swimming club, Marlene's. It's an A squat and B squat as well.
Will you tell me what an A squat and a B squat
is? Yeah, A is better than B, and then it goes all the way down to, I think, D.
And tell me, what time do you get up at?
6:15, around that.
And do people in school say you're mad?
Yeah, mm-hmm. All the time.
They
applaud us for being so committed.
For being so committed?
Yeah. I love swimming and I like winning medals.
Do you? Tell me about the best thing and the worst thing about swimming.
Not winning medals and winning medals.
I hate losing. I hate losing. And sometimes it's really hard training because you're like really tired.
Okay, girls, continue your session, all right?
Upstairs, the gym. It's huge. A big, big room filled with various exercise machines, over 40 of them. It looks and sounds like a factory. Rows of treadmills and ski machines, making new people. There's a sort of a shift rhythm to the place. People come in singly, but if you go around and talk to them, you find that at different times of the day, similar types of people come in. A procession of pairs.
I'm working as a guard.
I'm a guard here in town.
I'm a teacher, primary school teacher. So
I'm not working at the moment, so.
Actually, I work at the moment, so. I was working for myself, but through the recession, I'll end up having to close up my business.
Which was?
I had a garage. I was running a garage. One, two, three. I'm just doing the chest exercise. Four, five, six, seven. That's it. While I'm in the gym, I started about this time last year just to give up the drink and the sitting down having the cigarettes. So it was just a change in lifestyle. So I just kept it up and I'm just going harder at it this year. Just get myself into shape for the summer as well, you know.
How do you mean into shape in terms of how you look?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
It's all about how you look, innit?
Where, on the beach?
I don't know now. If I get a holiday this year, I'd be lucky to get out on the beach. You hardly get out on the beach in Ireland these days. So, yeah, but it's just for your own self-esteem as well.
Okay.
Especially when I'm getting older now as well. So, do you know what I mean?
You don't look that old. What age are you?
I'm 42.
Okay.
So, and I have 4 kids, so it's nice to be able to run around and play with them as well, rather than sitting on the house, having a few beers and smoking away and watching your soaps. Like,
and are you missing out on friends then if you don't go drinking beer with them?
Well, I'm from Dublin originally, so most of my friends are there, do you know what I mean? So, no, I don't really miss it at all.
Was there a moment when you were doing all of this, like presumably when it started off, it was hard to do, was it?
It's always hard.
So was there a moment then you said, you know, this is right, I'm going to stick with it?
Well, I have to say, it was the first time she was on my case for being sitting in the house and doing nothing, do you know what I mean? So it was probably part of the fact of getting out of the house and not having to look a whole moan at me. Do you know that way? So, it was all right. Like, and then I got motivated. Like, after the first few weeks of training, when your muscles start to get used to it, I think I came nearly every day for about 3 or 4 weeks in a row. Do you know what I mean? Not even having a break. So it was good getting into it.
And do you look at yourself in the mirror?
Well, you would, wouldn't you? You do. No, I'm not vain, though. I wouldn't be staring at myself in the mirror, but... I'd feel an improvement on what way I looked this time last year.
Right.
Do you know that way? So yeah, I suppose it's nice. And she notices it, so you get it in the bedroom as well, you know. Not that I need any more kids. You know?
Outside the leisure centre, school buses from around Leash are pulling up.
Lads, if there's anybody talking, I'm going to pull you out. All right, the way in.
We're Scolfadraig Naefa, the boys' school in Mount Mellick, so we've got sixth class here. They're over swimming for 8 weeks. It is the first of 8 weeks.
Right, boys, when we get in there, most of you have your togs on underneath your...
Yeah.
The cubicle is like a small little box with a door. When you get in there, just take off your clothes and put it in your bag, because everyone has the same uniform and I don't want them getting all mixed up and no one knows
my name is
what stuff. Yeah, your names are on them, but I don't, boys, we don't have an awful lot of time to mess around looking for tops. Okay, are we ready?
Chicken, you are, buddy.
Okay, was everybody here last year?
Yeah.
Great, you're all very welcome back to Cork East Leisure Centre again. So what we're going to do now is we're going to split into groups again in a minute. But first, just remember, there's no running anywhere when you come to the pool. You walk slowly.
Two lifeguards,
use
Sandra.
Use the showers and the toilets before you come to the pool area.
Guys, this time, lads.
And Joe.
This time I want to see your floats on the wall, okay? Floats on the wall.
Joe has part of the class in the main pool.
Okay, lads, this time we're going to do the arms and legs without the floats and see how we get on, all right? So it's head down. Lads, we're listening up.
Okay, this time we're going to see who can do a starfish. That's lying down, floating in the water. Nice and relaxed.
Sandra has newer swimmers in the learner's pool. It's only a couple of feet deep.
Floor, touch the sky.
Sandra has spotted the boy. Patrick's walking through the water gingerly, gripping the edge of the pool with his hands, not happy.
Feeling scared, but then...
Sandra gives Patrick two floats to hold. His left hand is now holding one float in the water as he walks along, while his right hand is holding the other float while sliding it along the bank of the pool, pressing down.
So will you hope that he'll take his hand off by the end of the class?
Hopefully, yeah. He's very nervous, though, but we won't push him too hard because we don't want him to be afraid to come back next week. We just want him to enjoy it on the first day, really.
So they won't give him a hard time, will they, because he's hanging on the wall?
No, they won't. Okay, boys, back again. Bigger jumps.
A lot of times I find, even in terms of adults even swimming, that years ago when they were younger, they may have been on holidays, they might have got pushed into water that they can't stand in or they can't swim in or they got a fright. There's a certain amount of nerves there. So it's very good to see them actually coming on.
Great to see all the happy faces when they're here.
That's because they're not in class.
Yeah.
Back at the learner's pool, Patrick is still holding on to the side and Sandra's trying to get him to get his face wet.
Chin and floor. That's excellent. Right, blow your bubbles. Blow your bubbles. Excellent. Well done.
The class ends with playtime. The lifeguards throw balls into the pools.
We do a lot of lessons, so we see a lot of kids swim for the first time, so that's really nice to see them. As they get older then, they might progress slowly, but... Okay, boys, climb up with the tidy up, okay?
Can I ask you a question,
Patrick?
Can you tell me what that was like?
It was all right, it was fun. I was feeling scared, but then I got on with it and it was easy.
Tell me what was scary.
Because I thought I was going to have to go under the water and I hate going under the water.
And will you come back next week or will you give it a miss?
Come back.
Will you? Come back. Thanks a million.
We do weight training. They worked out a programme for me before I started and I sort of stick to that.
Outside in reception, Teresa is on the way to the gym.
I'm on a machine for every type of muscle I have in the body.
And some of the people up there now are very fit looking and very gorgeous looking.
Yeah.
I wouldn't stand beside them.
Yeah, and you'd wonder why they're there in the first place. You know, there's not an inch on them. and they're up there and in all the latest gear and exercising. But I suppose that's how they keep it off. That's how they keep their figure, you know.
But would you avoid going on the machine beside them?
Not at all. No.
You don't care?
No, everyone. Everything goes up there, you know. I see a lot of people much fatter than myself, you know, much heavier. And anything goes, you know.
I suppose I love when I come in, but to get it, to come in, you know, I wake up and I say, oh God, I have to go to the gym today. But, you know, when I come in then, I'm really glad I came in and I enjoy it.
Teresa's friend Phil is already upstairs, clocking in.
Can you tell me what the card says? What kind of things do they say to you on the card?
Well, it looks a bit like that.
Well, it just tells you what you have to do, what exercise you have to do.
At the door of the gym, there's a box of cards, alphabetically sorted. The card with your name on it has your programme on it.
It tells me all the machines I have to go to and how long I have to stay on them.
This is how it works.
If you want, we can go now to the assessment room.
Sure.
I can show you, yeah?
When you first join the gym, one of the trainers assesses you.
I'm giving you tips about the diet, yeah?
Today, it's Sebastian.
Calculate the body weight, body fat percentage, also BMI, yes, it's called Tanita machine. Take off your shoes and you have to take off your socks because your skin has to touch the metal pads. Also
then they give you a programme of exercise.
I would suggest when you're doing it, breathe out as you push out.
And show you how to use the exercise machines written in that programme.
Good. At the bottom, Angela, don't come all the way down. Keep the contraction on it. Just hold it.
Naveen, an instructor, is showing Angela.
Don't go any lower. Good.
And is it boring to do all the repetitions?
No, it's not boring. No.
What do you think about?
Think about how fantastic I'm going to look in 6 months.
Good answer. Good answer.
And that's interesting. When you first go in, because the machines have screens and digital readouts on them, it looks like the machines are working the people who are on them. But for most of the machines, where they twist or bend or ski, the people are moving the machines, working against hidden weights. And while you see people sweating and panting, it's hard to get inside their heads. How do they get over the difficult bits where they just want to give up? How do they keep going through the boring repetitiveness? Angela said she fantasizes about looking fabulous. For others, they get over the boredom with the music in their headphones.
Dancing music like Calvin Harris or something like that.
It's everything from hardcore rap to heavy metal to trance music. It's everything.
AC/DC music. Oh, kind of like 80s music or that.
For others in the gym, they take their mind off the boredom by planning out the day.
I have the landlord visiting this week to check the house, so I have to clean the whole house this week.
Mentally, you're going through the list, your duties, your tasks. You're kind of reminding yourself, oh, geez, I must say that to that person. You know, all that kind of stuff is going on, yeah.
Or they concentrate on their dreams to keep going.
I'm getting married in July.
Okay, and have you bought the dress yet?
Well, I haven't ordered it, but I have it chosen. So I suppose I'm going to order it in the next month, so I'll see.
Okay.
How I am then.
What exercise are you about to do here?
It's just straighten the legs for hamstrings and quads and calves, all that kind of thing. Just for hurling football, mainly hurling.
And what do you be thinking about when you're doing it? Because it's kind of boring doing the same repetitions, isn't it?
I suppose maybe at the back of all your dreaming of a county final come September. Maybe that's what keeps you going in a dull, boring morning in January. 5.
Well, I always grew up playing hurling, and back when I was 17 or 18, I wanted to progress to the adult teams. I have to start doing a bit of weights to get stronger and be able to keep up with them. So that's how I would have started in the gym. I know.
But I'm sure older fellas would have said, concentrate on the skills, don't bother this modern stuff.
They would, no doubt. Like, and especially in hurling, skills would be the most important part, but you would have to be able to hold your own in a tackle or things like that. And myself, I would have been less than 11 stone going out trying to play adult hurling. You get a wrap off a shoulder, you'd feel it fairly extreme, like, you know.
So have you played now since you started bulking up?
Oh yeah, I would have played now.
And does it help?
Oh, big time, yeah.
Really? You notice it when you go shoulder to shoulder with somebody?
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Do you remember the first time you
like
did that?
Chalk and cheese. Yeah.
Tell me about it.
You know, it was only a junior match, like, but I remember going shoulder to shoulder with a lad who I no doubt a few months earlier would have put me on my backside, but he ended up on the ground, so it's a bit of a confidence boost, I guess.
That idea of coming to the gym to put on weight rather than to lose it. The afternoon in Portlaoise Leisure Centre gym sees several men and boys at that.
Well, I'm always in the gym.
Are you? Are you trying to bulk up or lose weight? Or
Bullock and Tone.
Okay. Why is that? Why do you want to do that?
I don't know. It's good luck, I think.
You think you look well?
Yeah.
Just to get a better body, more confidence for myself. And I was maybe 11 and a half stone when I started, and now just over 13 stone years ago.
Wow.
So.
And that's all muscle, is it?
Mostly muscle and a bit of fat as well. So.
And what's the hardest thing about it?
The hardest thing about it? The hardest thing about fitness, I'd say, is the diet. I tend to eat 6 to 7 meals a day. First meal would be some porridge with some fruit, some wholemeal toast, peanut butter, a shake in the morning. Then 2 hours later, I'd have some chicken breast, some broccoli, some brown rice. Then after that, I'd have maybe a lean cut of beef, some green beans and some sweet potato. And it goes like that throughout. And then I'd have similar meals to that. Then before bed, I'd have a casein protein shake, because it's slow digesting, it's slow digestion in my system, so I'm not, my muscle doesn't break down when I'm sleeping, so I keep feeding my body constantly, so it's getting what it needs.
Oh,
did you get it done?
Yeah, I got everything done, yeah.
Phil has finished her workout.
You're back on the road now.
Yeah, back.
We met her earlier on, picking up her card at the door.
I don't want to get out, we just put back in the box.
All she could do was wobble. She had no arms or legs. Help, help, she asked.
It's late afternoon.
Her mother ran to the room. Into the room. Oh, no, yelled her mother. You have turned into a sausage.
Downstairs, the cafe is full of school children.
How do you spell quit?
Q-U-I-T.
Excellent.
They're doing homework.
5.387 multiplied by 16.
They're either waiting for their swimming lessons to begin, or they're waiting for brothers and sisters to come out from theirs.
Hosigon Dr. Ege is Sakishtin Ermodin.
Upstairs, there's more work going on. Russell is lifting a huge weight in front of a mirror.
What's he looking in the mirror for?
My form.
What does that mean?
It's so I'm doing it right, so I don't hurt my back.
Is there any posturing? Does anybody kind of show off in here?
Are you serious? You come to the gym, go over there, spend 5 minutes and look in the mirror.
Naveen, one of the trainers.
Most males will want to flex what we call the mirror muscles, so the chest, the biceps, the abs, and literally when they're training, they're like saying, yeah, kind of talking to themselves, looking good, and doing that whole posturing thing. The mirrors are there to check your form and technique, but naturally people are somewhat vain. We're a vain creature.
Seamus isn't.
And is any of it vanity, or is it all, like, do you look at yourself in the mirror and
I'm not vain, no. I just shave myself in the morning, that's it. And comb the few hairs I have, so that's about the size of it.
Seamus is a retired sales manager who loves coming to the gym. He's sitting on a cycling machine.
It gives you the calories you burn.
Dr. Phil on the TV screen in front of him.
Ah, tell with him.
Seamus is dressed in a brown T-shirt and knee-length baggy khaki shorts. He left, though, before the two teenage girls came in and scanned the place for serious gym fashions.
She's a sports bra as well. Like, I mean, she means business, doesn't she?
A sports bra?
Yeah.
All right.
She's wearing a sports bra. And she's got a towel. Look at that.
So yeah. What are you... You're wearing leggings and stuff, aren't
you? They're from Penny's, though. She's cheating.
Oh, what's the difference between your leggings and their leggings?
Mine are 7 euro. Mine are 7 euro.
It's dark outside. On the Astro soccer pitches, the men's game has started. Out the front at the pirate ship, the teenage girls have said everything that needs to be said about boys and are about to head home.
Senders, that's all we're going to watch.
What time is Senders on?
8 o'clock, and we're back out again.
Higher with those elbows, up high!
And upstairs in the Port Leisure Leisure Centre, Naveen is warming up the body blitzers.
4, 3, 2, drop the arms. Super. To the side. Twist and lunge. Good. Heel of the palm. Floor.